You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Will take you up to 5:30. Nats baseball coming your way at that time. The Commanders officially putting the 2025 offseason in the books. Cut down day coming up on Tuesday. We are 15 days away from the regular season opener at home against the New York Giants, Santana Moss Day. Is Mr. 8-9 going to be put into the Commanders Ring of Fame? But before we get to that, a couple of housekeeping notes to get to. Coming up top of the 4 o'clock hour, I will get you my 53-man roster projection for your Washington Commanders and a couple of practice squad locks that I have as well. But right now, we're taking your calls on some guys that stood out for you today, some guys that didn't stand out, or did stand out, rather, for the wrong reason. And then your overall confidence level in this football team right now coming out of the preseason. They're 0-3 in the preseason. The record, to me, is not really what matters. But it does feel like there are a couple of question marks facing this group. We'll touch on those question marks in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, though, here calls at 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Vic in Ackee. What's up, Vic?
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. So our running back room stands out. We have a lot of talent in our backfield. I've said this since last year. He's gone already and all the rest of that. You remember me saying it, though, Lunell. You probably pull the tape back and say, Chris Rodriguez was a better running back than Brian Robinson. He has better vision, better explosion through the hole. We saw that today. But I also like rookie that got time and carries two Kasser Allen. He's also explosive. He's also, if you catch out the backfield, and stretch the field between the defensive line and behind the front seven. What I'm excited about, we can run the football. I couldn't say that last year.
Yeah.
We had the ability to run the football last year, but I never said we can run the football. We can run it when we want to run it. We proved that to the Bengals last week when we just ran the ball.
Here's the thing, Vic, and I agree with you for the most part, but I will put the small caveat of, well, it is the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're without Trey Hendrickson. They were playing a rookie first-rounder in Shamar Stewart. So the traditional run game, while it looked decent against Cincy, you have a whole other test coming here week one when the Giants come to town because they're not setting soft edges. They're flying upfield. It's going to be important, like you said, though, to get that run game going because you got to stay ahead of the change. Vic, I appreciate you as always. One quick note on the running game. Something that you noticed Monday against Cincinnati, and I think, Vic, this is what Vic was trying to allude to. The one thing that stood out about Cincinnati is the success of the runs were cool, but I expected the success when you're going up against the Bengals' defense. I think the schematic changes that we're seeing in the run game is what really excites me, really implementing more of this gap scheme to make stuff happen for them, right? You're seeing counter and trap and wham. Like, this is a group that's going to be versatile when running the football because I think they can go to some zone stuff as well. But all in all, like, I described their running attack like this last year. What did I call it? Put it on a T-shirt, right? Exotic smash-mouth football. For as good as the rushing numbers were last year, and they were a top-five rushing offense in the NFL, a big reason of that, though, big reason of that is because Jayden Daniels is the best scrambling quarterback in the National Football League. Like, that's just what it is at this point. And I'll take it a step further. There's just no quarterback in the NFL that threatens the line of scrimmage as a traditional pocket passer more than Jayden Daniels does. He is always a threat to run, as you saw on Monday night against Cincy. His ability to navigate through traffic is something that is totally special. But the traditional running game does have to get going, man, to start this regular season. You want to be able to stay ahead of the chains, and you don't want to have to rely on Jayden Daniels. But definitely, as I've been saying all week, man, you don't want to – I know people were upset about the scramble and, oh, he should slide. Do you want him to get down? He knows how to protect himself. I think he showed that last year. And then you don't want to take away what I feel like is the thing that makes him the most dangerous, and that's his ability to carve you up with his legs. Last year, the Commanders third in terms of rushing yards per game at 154 yards per contest. They were fourth in terms of rush yards per play at 5 yards a pop. So this is a team that can run it. I think what they want to get better at next year is the explosive run category, and that coming from the running back position. You know, you saw Jayden Daniels have a lot of explosive runs last year. The running backs, though, didn't have as many. Pete is in Landover. Wants to chime in. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you what makes me nervous is our backup quarterbacks. I mean, Marcus Mariota last year looked good. Stepped in Jayden one play. Man, he could be a starting. But what we saw today, I feel bad for the guys that had the receivers out there running a route that had the ball end up behind them, that it could have, what might have been if the ball been in front of them, how good they would have looked. But I'm worried about our backup quarterbacks. So if I was going to cut things down, that's probably the first two I would start with.
It's an interesting call, Peter. I appreciate you as always. Look, Sam Hartman, if you're feeling a little uneasy about him, totally understand it. With Josh Johnson, like, he's been okay for the most part. I think they'll end up keeping three quarterbacks. They did it last year, right? If I'm not mistaken, right? It was Jayden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and then Jeff Driscoll. So I think that Josh Johnson will make it. But I do, you know, understand if anyone's looking at, you know, the guys behind Jayden and Mariota going, wasn't very good. I mean, Sam Hartman, God bless him, struggled, man. Struggled all preseason. And the big thing with Hartman that I think the coaching staff can't live with, you can deal with some of the misses. You just can't turn the football over, man. And that's something that he's done far too often here throughout this postseason. 1-800-636-1067 is the number of the Commanders' preseason slate. In the books, cut down day coming up Tuesday. We're 15 days away from the season opener against the New York Giants. As we get geared up for the season opener, how you feeling about this 2025 Washington Commanders team? We'll take your calls on who stood out for you today as well in the preseason finale at 1-800-636-1067. Aaron is in Suitland, wants to check in. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Hey, one of the concerns that I have is our defense in terms of, you know, the three preseason games. We've given up a lot of points. Also, I was pretty much against them getting rid of B-Rob because of his age, because he was still under contract. We only got a sixth rounder for him, but after seeing the running backs play, you know, this game here and the game prior, I see the way the blocking scheme is and how we need to hit the hole a lot faster. But I'm still concerned about the running backs because we don't know what we have. You know, we know Eckler, you know, has been dealing with the, you know, with concussions and all the other running backs. We don't know. Nicholson is 29 years old and so on and so forth. Luke McCaffrey, I don't think he did anything to hurt himself. The kid, I think it's 51, the other linebacker from UCLA, he must make this team some kind of way. And then Yankoff, I think he needs to make the team as well. They were very impressive to me. Madrano or whatever his name is, everything that they said about him in college, it applied to him now. I mean, he doesn't seem to play fast all the time. He missed tackles, missed assignments, and so on and so forth. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, Aaron, I appreciate you as always. Ali Cajo, definitely a guy that stood out. Really, last week against Cincy is when he really started to flash for me. He's had a good camp. The way that I describe him, man, there's just a sense of urgency that he plays the linebacker position with. And you know, the last caller brought up Kane Medrano. You know, unfortunately for Kane, like I just didn't see that sense of urgency from him that I saw from Ali Cajo. I think Kane will make this final 53. I don't think Cajo will, but I think he'll get onto the practice squad. But overall, if there's like one big thing, if I'm worried about one thing actually coming out of this third preseason game, the run fits on defense for guys that, you know, you're expected to play next year is one thing, but Matt Gay missing from 52. Like, the kickoffs were much better today. I will say that. Like, I don't know if someone got in his ear or what, but the kickoffs that he showed today were awesome, right? Everything it felt like was kicked inside of the 5-yard line. And, you know, he was really good in that area. But when you miss a 52-yard field goal, it's now his, what, second miss of the preseason. You begin to wonder, you know, how reliable he is going to be as we get geared up for the regular season. 1-800-636-1067. Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? How you doing, bro?
Good.
You know what? To be honest with you, I wasn't impressed with anything today. I like the fact that Newton was out there. In the ladder and stuff like that. I was pretty impressed with that. Luke McCaffrey, I love him, but if we got to think of things to say, then we have to be honest, okay? And what I mean by honest is this. The media, you've been honest. You're the only one that's been honest. And I give it to you, Linnell. You've been honest, okay? The media and Adam needs to look at this. Yes, I know you're friends with his father. I get it. But you can't be hard on Terry and what you're going to give him. You can't trade players that you didn't pick. You can't be hard. You can't cut players in the fifth round that didn't do well and then say, we're going to give Luke another year because he's a third-round pick. You got to start being honest with yourself, man. And here's the thing. I love Adam just like everybody else, but credibility is on the line right now. And what I mean by that is this. You can't be dishing out how you're going to be difficult on Terry, and your third-round pick from a year ago is having a very, very hard time. And if you're saying we're just going to put him on special teams when you're fourth rounder for this year didn't even dress up because you know where he's at, Jalen Lane is so far ahead of Luke McCaffrey, it's not even funny.
I think you're
and
saying,
that makes him
yeah.
That makes Luke look bad.
It is what it is, Mark. I think I've already gave my stance on where I sit with Luke McCaffrey. It kind of is what it is to this point. When we come back, though, we'll go inside the film room a little bit. We'll put our GM hats on, and we'll give you a 53-man roster projection for the Washington Commanders. I'm reading our pal Nikki Javala's right now of The Athletic. Some glaring differences between my 53 and Nikki's 53. I'll give you my Commanders 53-man roster next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham will take you up to 5:30. Nats baseball coming away at that point. Preseason finale in the books for the Washington Commanders. We are on to cutdown day. Tuesday, I believe it is. What time is cutdown day on Tuesday? Is it 4 p.m.? Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time, all NFL rosters, all 32 rosters, must be trimmed down to 53 guys. You have 17 guys on each practice squad. What we're discussing right now on the phones at 1-800-636-1067. What stood out to you from the preseason finale, and then your overall confidence in this Washington Commanders group coming out of the preseason? I will say this, the biggest revelation that we had today, and I said this at the start of the show, the biggest revelation that we had today is what we saw in pregame warmups, right? I thought Noah Brown, the video that our pal Nikki Javala took of The Athletic, I mean, he was pushing it hard. And if you're going to have him available for the opener, that's a really good sign. And then the other big revelation, the big question mark that we had was, will Terry McLaurin show up this afternoon? He did. He was out on the field in pregame warmups with his teammates. I wasn't in pads or anything like that, but the fact that he's around those guys, I think it's positive. He was on the practice field yesterday with them, or Thursday rather, as well. So I think that is a good sign. The one other thing, Terry McLaurin, I think this was Candy Waller of Bowie TV that had this. He was in a prayer circle with his Commander teammates. So that's a good sign. For as doom and gloom as the Terry McLaurin situation has felt throughout this offseason, it feels like over the past week or so, if it's been torrential downpours and thunderstorms, the sun's starting to peek through a little bit when it comes to the Terry McLaurin situation. Does he get a deal done by week one? I still don't know. But in terms of his availability and do I think he'll play, the more and more info we get, it feels like that is looking like it's a real possibility here. 1-800-636-1067. Joe is in Raleigh. Want to chime in? What's up, Joe?
Hey, Linnell. I have a major problem with this saying they've come up with anybody, anywhere, anytime, and then being non-competitive. They didn't say anytime except preseason. They didn't say anybody except second and third string. Mm. It's I missed the game. I'm in Carolina, but it sounds like one team left lived up to their standard and one did not. So don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I don't know if it'll make a difference in the regular season, but the standard and the culture still needs a little work. I'll hang up and listen to your reaction.
No, Joe, look, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy your weekend, brother. Wow. Whew. See, I'm trying my best to not really overreact here because I do understand it is just preseason, right? And they have they've taken a lot of lumps throughout this preseason. I get it, but they also have sat a lot of guys as well. Here's what I'll say, right? The results of the preseason, admittedly so, like, not pretty, you know, but they're also kind of irrelevant, right? Like, a lot of the guys that played today are not going to make this football team. So if you're trying to have sweeping judgments on what they're going to do to start the season based off of what you've seen from guys in preseason, then I go, I don't know. Maybe this isn't for you. I get it, though, right? We're all junkies for football, right? Like, I get it. We all are thirsty to watch competitive football. It's been a while since we've seen this group. And then the last time we saw the starters play in a full capacity game was the NFC Championship game where they got their doors blown off. So I get you all are wanting to scratch that itch, so to speak. But me of all people having to calm folks down over the preseason, some would say I've grown. Some would say that I've grown, but relax. It's really not that big of a deal.
I read all the comments. I heard that you hate this team and you're the most negative person ever.
Most negative person ever. I think that they're going to go 0-17 and that Dan Quinn's going to get fired. I mean, listen, if I read your tweets online, that's probably what you said.
I heard you think the team is relocating. That's how bad it is.
You're going to need to have an expansion bunch. But no, not too concerned about the results of the preseason. I think that Dan Quinn and company organizationally, like their philosophy for the preseason is let's get a look at our guys and see who can make the back end of this roster. And that's what the preseason was about for these three games. Who are going to be the depth pieces, your second, third team guys, your practice squad locks, some of your developmental pieces. I think that's how they view the preseason. Jaden Daniels didn't throw a pass this preseason. So if there's one thing that, you know, if you're going to be concerned about anything, and I don't think there's nothing to be concerned about, that would be it. But I mean, the way he looked during camp and the joint practice against New England, I think he'll be fine. I continue to say this, though. The running game that we saw against Cincinnati, and we saw it early here this afternoon, that's something to be encouraged about. That is something to be encouraged about. And it's not, to me, necessarily about, you know, the running backs themselves. It's the schematic changes that you're seeing up front with this rushing attack. Going to more of a gap scheme and showing more of those looks. Like, that's what's important, right? You're seeing the traps and the whams and the counters. Look, it's all fine and dandy. I'm eager to see this group try and run the football against the New York Giants. That's it. Everything to me is now about week one, right? Now, obviously, we're going to be on Terry watch over the next couple of days. Does he practice? Does he not practice? But I'm shifting my focus and energy towards week number one. And cut down day is coming up on Tuesday, obviously, so you got to get past that first. In this 4 o'clock hour, I will give you my final Commanders 53-man roster projection. Nikki Javala of The Athletic has already put out hers. We'll look at that before we roll out of here as well. Chris Russell going to join us coming up at about 4:30 as he is on his way home from Northwest Stadium, was in the locker room. talking to some of the guys, so we'll get the skinny on that. We'll also get the Roosters' thoughts on how the fellas played. I know, based off of social media and some of the calls we've taken here, I'm honestly surprised by this, because I feel like, and Ben, I get in trouble for this, or people laugh at this, I guess. I call you all an unintelligent fan base, facetiously, obviously. I'm joking when I say it. But when you all are panicked and worried about the preseason, it kind of proves my point. Just relax a little bit. But I get it, right? It's a double-edged sword. It's a two-sided coin. I totally get it. You want the team to look good. I think, what was it, Joe and Raleigh had the best line of the show, Sam. Well, you can't say anybody, anywhere, anytime, except for the preseason, except for second stringers. I get that. We'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour, as we'll get to see, you know, whether or not he felt like the Commanders played up to their standard here this afternoon. But 0-3 in the preseason, and we now focus our attention and shift our attention towards cutdown day coming up on Tuesday. By 4 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, all 32 teams across the NFL must get their roster trimmed down to 53. Coming up a little bit later on in this 4 o'clock hour, I will give you my 53-man roster projection. Chris Russell going to join us here as well. Anthony is in D.C. wanting to chime in. What's up, Anthony?
Boy, you funny. You know that?
What's that?
You of all people telling people not to panic.
I mean, look, y'all have made y'all own narratives up about me as fans, which I think, so I just let them run with it. I know I don't panic. I try not to panic. I panic at things that people don't think are worth panicking about, is the best way that I would put it. So if that's what you're
exactly
meaning, if that's
you
what
had
you're meaning,
your moments,
sure,
you had your moments last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this you probably didn't know this, but did you know at one time there were 6 preseason games?
I did not know. What? There's no way. Oh, you talking? Are you, yes. are you being facetious with this or what?
No, I'm dead serious. There used to be 6 preseason games.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word on it, but I'm going to look that up. But okay, what was your point with that?
So my point is, mm-hmm. one thing I know for sure is we all don't know a damn thing right now.
Well, I know a little something, Anthony. See, y'all not gonna keep saying I don't know nothing. I'm joking. Obviously, but I pick up what you're saying, though. Yeah, there's a lot of questions still to be answered.
Exactly. These first 2 weeks coming up are going to give us an indication of what's going on with the team. You can't present a narrative off of the first team playing 1 or 2 drives.
Certainly.
Because if you try to do that, you're not taking into account adjustments during the game.
Right.
So you're playing 1 or 2 drives. You're doing everything vanilla. There's no game planning going on. So we don't have any idea what's going to happen the first week. 1 or 3 things can happen. They can blow them out. They can get blown out, or it can be a competitive game.
Yeah,
that's it. So there you go.
So you're not panicking like some of the others are, and I appreciate you for that, because some people
got to wait and see what happens.
Got to wait and see. Appreciate the call as always. So Anthony mentioned the first 2 games and potentially, you know, finding out what they are in those 2 weeks. I counter you all with this: you don't necessarily want to get off to a slow start, because the first 5 weeks of the season is really when you should be able to beat up on some folks, because after week 7 you really get into the gauntlet with this group. So a fast start to me is paramount, but you got New York, Green Bay, Vegas, Atlanta, LA, Chicago, Dallas to start your first 7 weeks. You got to come out of that 5-2, 4-3 at worst, right? Like, that's just the way that I'm looking at it. And then you've got this stretch of at Kansas City, home for Seattle, which you should win, home for Detroit, home for Miami out in Madrid. Then you've got Denver, Minnesota. So you don't really get into your division slate till towards the end of the season, but I think starting fast is paramount. I guess we could open up the phones on this as well at 1-800-636-1067. Based off of what you've seen in the preseason from this group, and then the reports coming out of training camp, are you concerned about the Washington Commanders getting off to a slow start? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that, plus we'll begin to get into my 53-man roster projection. That's next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Taking you up to 5:30, Nats baseball coming your way at that point. The Commanders wrapping up their preseason slate, unfortunately with another L at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. But now that the preseason is over and we're inching our way towards cutdown day, you're worried at all that the Commanders will get off to a slow start during the 2025 season. Is there any concern that this group will get off to a slow start? That's 1-800-636-1067. Chris Russell going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll ask him the same question. Is there reason for concern in terms of this Washington Commanders football team and them getting off to a slow start early on here in the regular season? You open it up 15 days from now at home against the New York Giants on the day that Santana Moss gets inducted into the Commanders Ring of Fame. It's going to be a rock fight, man. Giants are a team that gave you some fits last year. You beat them in two games by a combined 8 points. So don't think it's going to be a cakewalk then on a short week, having to travel to Lambeau to take on Josh Jacobs, Jordan Love, and the Packers. That one going to be a tough game as well. Then you've got the Raiders, Falcons, Chargers, Bears, Cowboys before you travel to Arrowhead in week 8 for Monday Night Football. So getting off to a hot start to me is paramount, especially when you consider what your schedule is down the stretch. But coming out of the preseason, you're concerned that Washington's going to get off to a slow start. I'll be honest, I'm not, for whatever reason. I'm not, and here's why. I think week 1's going to be a dogfight. I do. Would I be stunned if they lost? No, not really. Would I be hitting the panic button if they lost in week 1? Probably not really, honestly. I think it's really this first 7 games is what I'm really chalking things up to, man. Not saying that it should take you 7 weeks to get kickstarted, but Your first 7 weeks, I just listed it. New York, Green Bay, Vegas, Atlanta, L.A. Chargers, Bears, Cowboys. You had to go 4-3 at worst. If you come out of that stretch 4-3, 5-2, I think you're in good shape to make the postseason. And you know what happens when you get once you get into the big dance and you've got, you know, Jayden Daniels under center. You've got a shot. But what say you, though? 1-800-636-1067. Any concern or fear of a slow start for your 2025 Washington Commanders based on what we've seen from them in the preseason and then the reports coming out of training camp? Athan is in Annapolis. What's chime in? What's going on, Athan?
The kicking game, my friend, that's what concerns me. This guy got 1 year, 4.25 fully guaranteed to not be very good on kickoffs and 50% in preseason. So, again, preseason is practice, but I believe you play the way you practice. So that's the concern for me. You know, you would have liked to have seen some of these other guys play better that were trying to make the team. I'd have liked to have seen, you know, better results. But, you know, I mean, there's been times we went 3-0 in preseason or won 4 or 5 games in the regular season. But my biggest takeaway, I'm scratching my head with the kicking game.
I'm about to say, don't scratch your head too hard now.
Well, yeah, there's nothing up there to begin with. You know that.
No, I appreciate it. Are you concerned about a slow start, though? I understand the kicking game's a real thing. I said that right off the top, man. Like, Matt Gay, I thought today was awesome on kickoffs, though, but the field goal miss kind of ruins his day. He was really good, though, kicking the ball off today. I think all of his kicks landed inside the 5, it felt like.
I didn't watch any of the game because, again, I don't take much stock into that with
the
preseason.
That's crazy.
I've been following online with all of your updates, though. Am I worried about a slow start? Mildly. I mean, I hope they don't come out on a hangover.
This. Let's read you this to ease your concern. Matt Gay's first kickoff was to the Baltimore 3-yard line. That's what you want. Matt Gay's second kickoff. Well, there was no second kickoff because it was a turnover on downs, but we'll let you go. But I do want to touch on Matt Gay here for a second. Pause. I do want to touch on Matt Gay for a second because the big concern that I had with him wasn't really the field goal kicking. It was him kicking the ball deep. And today he was really good at that. He was. The opportunities that he got, I thought he did well for himself. That first kick, as I'm looking at the drive chart, was a kick to the Baltimore Ravens 5-yard line. If he can kick it there every time, sign me up.
Didn't it seem maybe strategic the way he was kicking in the New England game because they wanted to see how they looked on special teams covering kicks that were shorter?
I mean, it was the same way last week, too. He struggled with it last week,
too. I mean, it's kind of weird, though, because how would they look so night and day different?
Maybe he worked on it? I mean, I don't know.
Just placing it where he wanted?
Like, so another kick that he kicked in the second quarter landed at, like, the half-yard line, and the returner had to return it and run it out, you know? So I thought the kicks and the kickoffs today for Matt Gay were awesome. The field goal miss, obviously, you know, is going to color his day in a bad way. But I thought if you take the missed field goal away, which I know was a big if, I thought he was pretty good. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, the Rooster, Chris Russell, going to join the program next. We'll ask him the same question we've been asking you. Now that the preseason is wrapped up, any concerns that the Commanders would get off to a slow start? And one other thing that I want to touch on is this, now that Athens has brought it up. Are there any concerns about the kicking game? We'll ask the Rooster, Chris Russell, that next on The Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. You're tapped in. The Youngest and Charles and O'Willigham ride with you for about another hour as we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler coming up at 5:30. They'll get you ready for Nats baseball. Before we get out of here, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He addressed the media following the Commanders preseason finale. Cutdown day coming up Tuesday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. All 32 teams across the National Football League must trim those rosters down to 53. I will give you my Washington Commanders 53-man roster projection coming up before we get out of here as well. But before we do that, though, first and foremost, got some That's a business to take care of. And that business involves us going out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Out on the Rood guest hotline, we find our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 on our sister station, the Team 980. Chris, leaving Northwest Stadium, your initial thoughts now that the preseason is wrapped up for the Washington Commanders and cutdown day is looming.
Yes, hello, Lynnell. Thanks for having me. It wasn't very good. I mean, it was about as bad as it probably looked on TV, only maybe, I don't know, five times worse in person. I just took a picture of a bunch of horse crap in the parking lot, and that may have looked more appealing than the football game that I watched. And, you know, that's to say nothing of I understand 30 players didn't play. I got it. I understand that. But, you know, you expect a better performance. You expect somewhat decent offense. And outside of a few Chris Rodriguez runs, there, you know, and a couple of Luke McCaffrey catches and the 152-yarder by Yankoff after he bounced off a tackler and took it down the middle of the field, there just wasn't anything really to write home about.
Yeah, I hear that. It is the preseason, though, and, you know, taking on a couple of calls and read a bunch of tweets, people are flipping out over the result. I don't really, you know, take much stock into the actual result. If anything, this week, when you're going up against a more established program like Baltimore, who has had these depth guys playing right in the preseason for them for the last two or three years, you kind of expect to see the result that you got here today. I know you are a special team savant around these parts. Your thoughts on Matt Gay? I thought he was awesome in terms of the kickoff game, but obviously the one missed field goal going to color his performance.
Right. But at least he made, 53, if memory serves me correct, Will?
47.
Missed?
He missed the
47.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he made the 47, missed the 53. So, you know, listen, I'm not going to kill the guy for missing a 53, even though that was ultimately what his issue became in Indianapolis. And do I have some concern based on, you know, you've been at camp every day. I've been at camp, not every day, but most days. And I think he had a pretty good last couple of kicking sessions that I saw in camp. But now he's missed a 49-yarder in New England. He missed a 53-yarder today. You mentioned the kickoffs. Yeah, they were better today. Last week's little struggle. But I also took last week as, you know, look, the rules have changed, of course. So they are trying to angle kicks. They are trying to direct kicks to who they want to return. And maybe some of that is more what will happen starting with the Giants when you're actually game planning, but they're doing some of that, I feel, already. So am I deathly worried about Matt Gay? No. Am I concerned? Yes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We're going to see, right? Lucky for this group, what we saw last year is that, you know, they have a willingness to go for it on fourth down. You wonder how much that had to do with their lack of trust with the kicking game, but when you've got Jaden Daniels under center, a guy that can really, you know, threaten you with his legs, those fourth and short situations become a little bit more easier to manage.
Even today, without Jaden, obviously, or without even Mariota, they went for it on the one fourth down, and unfortunately, Yankoff is kind of pulling around. And two guys bust free in off the left side of the Ravens defense, and he picks the wrong guy. Now, I don't know if I didn't get to talk to him after the game because there was a mob at his locker because there was nobody else, you know, interesting to talk to, or very few people, I should say, interesting to talk to.
Chris, what the hell?
I'm being a little hard. Sorry.
You know what you're being. Do you want us to keep him on or not? I'm letting my producer make the call here. Does he get to stay the rest of the hit or not?
Oh, yeah.
We'll let him stay.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ben. 30 players didn't play, for crying out loud. You know, I mean,
there are 53 guys on the roster, pal.
Wait, now.
I understand that.
People are calling now. You know, Rooster, you got everybody riled up.
Only you care about the six-string offensive lineman. I don't. Sorry.
Joined by our pal, Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show. Weekdays 1 to 4 on our sister station, the Team 980. Give him a follow on the X app as well at WrestleMania. What is your handle, Chris Russell? It's WrestleMania
621.
WrestleMania 621.
WrestleMania 621.
That was a tongue twister getting it out. You all give me crap about my underscores. What about your WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Well, the defense.
I mean, listen. We all know that you have one of the weirdest,
yeah, whatever.
You know, social media handles in the world.
Anywho, the first team defense that we saw out there this afternoon. The linebacking core and the edge rushers in particular, a little underwhelming for me. I did not think overall big picture, and I know DQ highlighted him in the presser. I don't know if he'll feel the same way coming out of the film review, but Jordan McGee and Kane Bertrano definitely felt like they struggled a little bit. Your thoughts on the run defense on that opening drive of the game for Baltimore, and should there be, you know, any inkling of concern there?
Yeah, it wasn't good, obviously. The Ravens, I think, ran all but two plays on that opening drive. I mean, I thought Eddie Goldman got pushed around on I believe it was the touchdown. Maybe it was the play right before the touchdown. I have to go back and double-check. Just trying to look at my notes in traffic here. There was somebody else that got... Huh?
So we'll
yeah.
do that.
Well, yeah, I have had enough issues with my car of late. But I did notice Eddie Goldman one time. I think Jalen Holmes, got caved in on a bounce run to the left, I want to say. You mentioned Medrano. Certainly that was a little bit of a worry. But listen, run defense is not going to be Kane Medrano's thing.
Yeah.
It just isn't. The one positive I'll take, Jordan McGee, now he was untouched, but he shot a gap and shot it like cannon fire and wrapped up and made a nice tackle. Lead for a 1 yard loss, it may have been no game early on. I think that was on the first drive. Maybe it was on the second drive, Linnell. I can't exactly remember.
I think it was on the first drive, but my
yeah,
point
but,
is.
But that
after
was at
that,
least encouraging.
Yeah, yeah. After that, relatively quiet. That was my thing.
Right, so, but that was at least encouraging.
Sure.
And quite honestly, I got to say, it was encouraging that he was on the field, period, because we know how much he struggled to get on the field and off the trainer's table. So that was important, just like it was, you know, less important, but I think still important for Brandon Coleman, who I talked to after the game, and he said it was up to him as to whether or not he played, and he really wanted to play, and he felt, you know, especially with the position switch, even though he was practicing there before the injury, that it was important for him to get the oil running through the engine. So there were some important things that came out of this game, I guess, and you know, I mean, those were some of them. You know, the linebacker 51 Aho,
Kaho.
Thought he popped a little bit, so that was good. So you know, that's really the big stuff. I mean, unless you want to talk about Sam Hartman,
Sam
Hartman wasn't.
Hold on, Chris. Before you even get to that, I mean, the amount of time that we spend on Sam Hartman critiquing him and bashing him is honestly, like, embarrassing. We all know that he's not a good quarterback. Why do we even have to spend time talking about it? I mean, he's not good. It just is what it is.
Well,
some guys are,
you're right.
You know?
You're not wrong on that. He's actually really bad. But the problem is that a lot of fans seemingly care about him or talk about him because of his hair and because of how debonair and good-looking he is. I don't care one ounce about that. Yeah, I don't care one ounce about that. Can he play or can he not play? Can he help them if he has to? And the answer to me is no. And I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but I don't even know if he deserves a practice squad spot. The only reason why I would consider it is not based on performance. It's based on familiarity with the system, period. That's it. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I 100% hear you on that. You mentioned Brandon Coleman getting some work with that first-team offense at left guard. The first play of the game for them offensively, man, you know, I mean, the big run that they were able to rip off with C-Rod, he does a good job blocking down and creating a good hole. I'm excited to see him in week number one. The question that comes for cut down day.
That was encouraging to see that first drive with the runs and like you said, Coleman in there and so on and so forth. That was encouraging.
Yeah, certainly. It was a 10-yard run for Rodriguez to start things. And look,
Yep.
I think the run game during the regular season, the traditional run game, going to be important. It's an area that they struggled with down the stretch. But to me, man, I think we spent a lot of time, Chris, talking about the backs here. But to me, the run scheme and some of the changes that they've made there, I think is really what's going to allow this group to have some success. The pulling, the gap scheme stuff, the counters, yep. The wham, the bounce, you name it. They're more multiple yep. with their rushing attack. And God forbid I wanted to put it on a T-shirt, Chris Russell. Say it with me, boys and girls. Exotic smash mouth football, baby. That's what it was. I hope we see it during the regular season. I want to ask you about Noah Brown. He got a really good workout in pregame. Seems like his arrow was trending up for the season opener. Yep. How differently would you feel about this group offensively if in the opener you're starting three wide receivers are Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Jalen Lane, or Deebo Samuel, rather, and then the emergence of Jalen Lane here toward the tail end of camp, I think frees up Deebo Samuel to be more of that gadget weapon, even though, right, Chris, he has been awesome throughout camp as a traditional wideout.
Yeah, he's absolutely been awesome. But if you remember, and I'm sure you do because you see everything, you know, we saw more of Deebo used as, I guess, old Deebo. I would say not only the first play of Monday night's game against the Bengals on the end around jet, you know, for plus 19, but we saw that a couple of times in practice. We saw a traditional handoff, you know, just split wide, just split right of Jaden, and cutting back against the grain and going up against the middle as the blocking scheme went to the right on his own right. So I wonder, okay, is that, hey, you know, now that we think we're going to get these guys back, we can start getting back to some of the reasons why Deebo is attractive without hopefully, you know, running him into the ground, because you certainly don't want to do that. But to your point overall, if you got Terry, and of course he hasn't practiced yet, but he was there today, and, you know, he's been at least ramping up, we're told.
Chris, this is how I describe it.
I presume.
This is how I describe it. It feels like the sun is coming out on the Terry McLaurin situation. If it's been isolated thunderstorms for the past couple of weeks, it definitely feels like we're getting a glimmer of sunshine all of a sudden.
No, that's fair. And I feel like he will practice at some point next week. I don't know exactly when. We haven't been given the schedule yet. I mean, we know they won't be back at least until Monday. I presume they'll be back Monday, but with Tuesday's cut down, maybe they just schedule something for Tuesday once they made the cuts. I don't know how that's going to work. But the bottom line is I expect Terry back at some week at some point. You've got 15 days to the opener, and I don't know about you, Manel. I know fans are not as worried as I am. People are yelling at me. God forbid I express a little bit of concern.
Let me ask you.
I don't know if this team is ready.
This is what I wanted to ask you. We were asking this on the phones, and we'll continue to do it when we hang up with you. Based off of what you've seen in training camp and in the three preseason games, are you concerned at all about a slow start? I break it down to the first 7 weeks of the season, Chris Russell. Home for New York, at Green Bay on Thursday Night Football in a short week. Vegas, at Atlanta, at L.A., home for Chicago on Monday night, then at Dallas before you travel to Kansas City. What do you think their record's going to be throughout those first seven games? I think 4-3, 5-2 is what they should be aiming for. Anything less than that, I'd have some concerns.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope that they can get out of week two at 1-1 and not 0-2, because I think the Giants are going to be much tougher than people think they are. Even with Russell Wilson not being as good as Russell Wilson used to be, that Giant defense, especially that pass rush, and I think if Dexter Lawrence is right, it's going to cause problems for the run offense and getting that established, and lead to more third and eights and third and nots. I think they're going to struggle to win that game, but I do ultimately believe they win that game, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be very difficult to win in Green Bay on a short week, as you just said. I think they beat Pete Carroll and the Raiders, but I don't think that's easy. The Atlanta game is intriguing to me, and I have them I just wrote something for Command Post magazine, which people should subscribe to. It's all about the Commanders. And I had them as a tight loss in Atlanta. So I had them at 2-2 because I respect Atlanta's offensive weapons, even if Penix is still a little up and down at that point. We have to see. And then, you know, you mentioned there's a week five game. I'm trying to remember who that's against before Chicago on Monday night. I think I had them at 3-2, then 4-2, but then I had them losing at Dallas, at Kansas City, I believe it is, back-to-back weeks, if memory serves me correct. And at Dallas is on a short week because it's Monday night, home for Chicago, and then long road trip out to Dallas on Sunday afternoon. And then the next game is the road game at Kansas City on a Monday night, which is not going to be easy by any means. So I think I had them at 4-4, if I remember correctly from my initial prediction.
We'll see. Chris Russell, ladies and gentlemen, you can check him out weekdays 1-4 on our sister station, the Team 980. Get home safe, pal.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
That is Chris Russell, one of the absolute best, talking all things burgundy and gold. Like I said, check out his program, 1-4, Monday through Friday on the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back, more of your calls. Based on what you've seen in the preseason and then the reports coming out of training camp, are you at all concerned about the Commanders getting off to a slow start? Your call's next. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Take you up to 5:30. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler take over at that point. Nats and Phillies coming up a little bit later on right here on The Fan. Right now, taking your calls, though, 1-800-636-1067. Daylon Lisle last night, man, coming up big for the Curly W's. We'll see if they can keep it rolling. The irony in this, man, Nats are playing some good baseball here in their last two series. We'll see if they can continue to, you know, sprint toward the end of the regular season and continue to show some good signs here. Nats baseball coming your way a little bit later on. Right here on The Fan. Right now, your calls, though, 1-800-636-1067. Based on the preseason and the reports coming out of training camp, are you at all concerned that the Commanders are going to get off to a slow start? I am not concerned. In their first seven games, I think they'll either be 4-3 or 5-2. I think we're letting the preseason color our thought process of this group, which it shouldn't, honestly. And here's why it shouldn't. The preseason's so largely irrelevant, and they care about it only so much based off of the lack of starters that they play. So, to me, like when it comes to preseason, I don't take much stock in it. If there's one thing that I'm taking away from the preseason, is that Matt Gay, you know, to me, may be a question mark here as we get geared up for the regular season. Other than that, like, it's really hard to I'm going to rely on what I've seen in camp, and I'm going to let that color how I feel about the team rather than the couple of preseason games. So I think it's a way smaller sample size based on or in comparison to, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of training camp. 1-800-636-1067. You concerned at all about a slow start for the Burgundy and Gold based off of the way they looked in the preseason? And then the report's coming out of training camp. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Look, man, I don't know why people are panicking on dudes that are going to get cut. And I'm going to sound like Allen Iverson. What did Allen Iverson say on that interview? On practice. Not a game. Practice. So let me say, on preseason.
Yeah.
Not a real game. I don't sweat it at all. This is a copycat league. We got a new GM, a new ownership, a real quarterback, a real play caller. I don't sweat it at all. I'm glad they're not showing too much. I put it to you like this. Mm-hmm. If one of the starters, if they were for a lot of the starters, and someone would have gotten hurt,
bingo.
One of the starters would have gotten hurt. Oh, you would hit. Why did they play him? Blah,
I think
blah,
you
blah.
Hit it right on the head, Alex. That may be my biggest and best takeaway.
Let me tell you something, brother. It's sad, but even in church, this happens. If the preacher is called to preach, That's what he's called to do. Not to sing, not to preach. So if the coach is called to coach, let him coach. If the GM is called to be the GM, let him be the GM. You just a fan, you just go. If Robinson is no longer here and you want to get new, more players in here, well, get rid of your Robinson jersey and go get rid of, and go buy some Debo.
You know what I say, Alex? We're at the mercy of the evaluator. Point blank.
Look, we are only the payeree, not the ownerie. So stick to your guns. I don't care if you put your left, right blinker way before time. Turn it off and keep it moving.
You lost me with the blinker talk, Alex. I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. Based off what you've seen in the preseason, based on the reports coming out of training camp, are you concerned about the Commanders getting off to a slow start? I actually can't believe that I'm not concerned. I'm not. I have an unwavering faith in the quarterback. I just do. I know that there are things that they've improved on defensively that I've seen in practice. How does it translate to the game? We'll see. Concerned to me would be too strong of a word. I wouldn't be stunned, though, if they got off to a slow start. But I don't anticipate it happening. Like I said, throughout that first 7 weeks, if you come out of that 4-3, 5-2, you got to feel good about yourself.
I'm going to have to clip that off. You saying that you're not concerned, we're going to have to post that everywhere for you.
I'm about to say, man, look, I'm
and then,
not.
And then nobody's going to comment.
Well, that's normally how that goes. But yep. I'm not ringing the alarm at all with this group because the one thing that we haven't gotten to see throughout the summer, one, is Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown. This offense, that's why I'm geeked up. I'll be real. We're going to be nasty on offense. Like, that is my saving grace. I know the defense is kind of the group that's going to determine success or failure, but I think this offense, man, the fact that they got better from last year to this year from a personnel standpoint and they're going into the season healthy, like, that makes me feel good, man. Makes me feel real good. 1-800-636-1067. Peter, Ron, Gerald, Jerome, if you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. Based on what you've seen from the preseason and the training camp reports for the Washington Commanders, you at all concerned and they're going to get off to a slow start? Your call's next. is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Riding with you for about another half hour before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They get you warmed up for Nats and Phillies coming up here on The Fan. Right now, though, back out to the phones. The Commanders wrapped up their preseason slate earlier this afternoon in an uneventful fashion is the best way that I could put it. 30-3 losers at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. There were a couple of bright spots, though. You got to see the preseason debut of projected starting left guard Brandon Coleman. Got to see Jordan McGee out there getting some action and some bump. If I'm not mistaken, I don't. Maybe I'm tripping. I thought I saw Trey Amos out there on the first series. Maybe I'm tripping. I'm lunching. But bottom line is this, and I started the show off with this. If the last couple of weeks, because of the Terry stuff, because of the injury uncertainty at a couple of different offensive positions, if the last couple of weeks felt like isolated thunderstorms each and every day, the news that we got pregame feels like the sun's starting to peek out a little bit. Noah Brown got a really good workout in pregame. Looks like he is trending towards being ready for week one. Brandon Coleman dressed and then played one series for Washington at left guard. Love to see that. That means he more than likely will be ready to go for the opener. And then the most important news of them all, Terry McLaurin in attendance with his teammates, stood on the sideline, I believe, watching the game. He was out there pregame in his red and burgundy sweatsuit, giving some guys some pointers. Saw him and Noah Brown talking to Jalen Lane pregame. Then he was a participant in the team's prayer circle. So, cross your fingers. Seems like old Scary Terry closer to getting on the practice field than we may have anticipated. 1-800-636-1067. That's the positive spin. Based off of what you've seen, though, in the three preseason games and the reports you've heard coming out of practice, you at all concerned or worried that the Commanders would get off to a slow start? 1-800-636-1067. Peter is in Wilmington. Wants to chime in. What's up, Peter? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Linnell. You know, I'm a little concerned, but I got to tell you, what I'm really concerned about is the quarterback situation, the third string, because he was terrible. And there's no way you can evaluate anybody on offense when the guy can't hit the side of a barn. I mean, he pushed.
Peter, if the phone monsters must have got you, we'll put you on hold for a second. We'll let you continue your call. To his point, though, on this 53 that I tweeted out on Twitter, I've got them keeping three quarterbacks. After the way Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman played today, dog, I don't know if we can keep three quarterbacks. I don't know if those are the three quarterbacks that we'll keep. I do think they'll end up with three, but they're probably going to have to shop outside the org for one. But this is the tough part, right? It's got to be somebody with some familiarity. Do you trade for Jeff Driscoll? Honestly. Because realistically speaking, like, Sam Hartman knows your offense. That's why he has been able to stick around. Josh Johnson learned your offense this spring. The only other guy out there right now that knows your system inside and out would be Jeff Driscoll. And I got to look it up. Who did Jeff Driscoll sign with this offseason? Because he did sign with someone. He ultimately left the Commanders, and that's the tough part here. Jeff Driscoll is currently in – why can't I find him? Wow, so he's not on the team right now? If Jeff Driscoll's not on the team right now, sign him. I would call Jeff Driscoll tomorrow if he's not on the team right now. I thought he was, though. Huh. Well, that could be your solution right there. Like, that could be your solution right there is signing Jeff Driscoll. I don't know if – I see right here that he signed in Houston, but I don't think that's correct. Huh. Either way, Josh Johnson, uninspiring. Sam Hartman, awful. I would be looking to bring Jeff Driscoll back if he hadn't called it a career or is not on the team here. He looked good in the preseason last year, and he knows your system. So maybe, just maybe, Jeff Driscoll's going to get a call. Peter in Wilmington, we'll try him again. Peter, your phone's back. What do you got for us, pal?
And
for
the third quarterback,
if you heard what I was just saying, for the third quarterback spot, maybe you call up Jeff Driscoll.
Well, he's better. Hartman was terrible, and I don't know how you can evaluate the team, or especially on offense, with the quarterback that can't hit the side of a barn there. He was just horrible. And I like the guy, but he, you know, I don't think he makes the team. But I will say this about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, last year we looked pretty good in the preseason game. We beat Baltimore. We looked good. And we went out in the first game and didn't look good at all. So what I'm thinking of this, for me, you know, this kind of puts a little extra emphasis on playing well and getting ready for the Giants, because they're definitely better. So I'm hoping that's the case. But I got to tell you one thing. I really, really like some of these young players that they got this year. And I think McCaffrey is going to be valuable. He's going to end up being valuable. I saw a little bit today. He had some nice catches, a couple nice runs. You know, and if the quarterback was a little bit better, you might even see more. But, you know, this is going to be a tough year. But the best part of the schedule is that first seven games. We got to really make a point there.
I totally agree with you, Peter. That's why the conversation is relevant right now, man. If you're a fan out there and you're concerned about this group getting off to a slow start, I get it. But kind of like what Peter just said, like, the first 7 weeks, man, I think they got to come out of that 5-2, 4-3 at worst, because when you get into the meat of your schedule, you got some tougher games. So our guy, J.P. Finley, just texted me and confirmed, Jeff Driscoll did sign with the team this offseason. I thought he did, but he was then released. So I believe he was in San Francisco.
Let's bring him back.
I would be giving him a call. I mean, you have to. The way that your third quarterback situation looks right now, you got to give him a call. Sam Hartman doesn't look like an NFL caliber guy at this point. I don't even know if Sam Hartman's worth the practice squad spot at this point, just by the way that he's looked. And then Josh Johnson, I feel for him, because I think he's looked good in practice throughout camp. But in the preseason games, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag. But what say you, though? 1-800-636-1067. Based on the reports you're hearing coming out of training camp, based on the way this team looked in the preseason, are you at all concerned about this group getting off to a slow start? 1-800-636-1067. Just to reiterate here real quick before you all think, what type of negative topic is this? Look, I actually don't think they're going to get off to a slow start. I'm not too worried about that. If there's one thing that I'm, quote-unquote, worried about, and worried is probably a strong word, the kicking game, man. We got to see if Matt Gay is going to be the guy, or do you need to bring in some competition? 1-800-636-1067. Ron is in Greensboro. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how you doing? First-time caller. I love your show.
I appreciate you.
First topic on Terry, pay him, and let's move on. All right, next subject. I don't know how you can really seriously, I think there's some people that deserve, out of loyalty, just to stay with a team. Like, when we traded Art Monk, I'm like, oh, my God, that guy, he could be 80 years old, and if he wants to suit up, I think you need to be able to keep him on the team. Terry's done so much for us. But anyways, that's not what your question was.
No, that was not. I appreciate you acknowledging that you were off task. We'll let you get back on task, though, Ron. Go ahead. I appreciate it, though.
Yes. I don't know how you can make the answer your question based off of preseason. Look, I get that you practice like you play, but you're not getting hit in practice like you'd be playing. And even when they get some starters out there, the chance of them getting hurt is worth so much to the club to that not happen. I don't see them putting 100% effort out every time. What I do see is the kicking game, right? So that's something to worry about. And frankly, what I'm seeing over here with whoever does make the team on the second and third strings, that's something to worry about. So I don't know how you can tell if they're going to get to a good start or a slow start until the season starts. If any of our guys start to get hurt, well, then we're obviously going to be slow starting, and we got a lot more to worry about because what's on our backup team? I think if you put a good Maryland Terrapin squad out there, they could have kicked the S out of our second and third stringers out there today.
I wouldn't take it that far. Lox's boys are projected to finish last in the Big Ten, so let's not get ahead of ourselves here. All right, I mean, geez,
wow, Maryland football starts a week from today,
isn't that something?
I mean, but you can't even really make anything of the first three games they play. They play FAU, Towson, and someone else.
You know what I'm looking? I'm on Malik Washington watch. I want to see who Locke's name's the starter. And, you know, hopefully it is the young GOAT, Malik Washington. But, I mean, come on. The last caller. I mean, there's no chance that the Terps will beat our backups. Let's go to Dwayne out in Bowie. What's going on, Dwayne?
Hey, Lynette, how are you, man?
I'm good, brother, man. How you doing?
Okay. I have a couple of questions to ask you, then I have a quick follow-up, and then I'll make my point. I do understand that no coach, no team wants any player to get hurt. But if somebody had to get hurt, and this is hypothetical, and I'm asking you this for a reason. If somebody had to get hurt, when would you prefer that person to get hurt? During the preseason or first game of the season? What would you prefer?
During the preseason, so I get what you're doing. Like, are you trying to say, and I agree with it for the most part, by the way. Like, I love the way Andy Reid does it. Andy Reid and the Chiefs starters, I think, played a half last night in their preseason finale. I'm a big, you know, proponent of the only way to get ready for playing football is by playing football. Obviously, this coaching staff has their own, you know, philosophical approach in terms of how they're going to, you know, address and handle the preseason. We'll see in the beginning of the season, you know.
Right.
What's the old slogan? Okay. Anybody, anywhere, anytime? Let's just hope they're ready to go when they walk off of the bus Sunday, September 7th against the Giants. That's what
okay,
I'm ready
good. For. Oh, good. Good. I like that answer. And then the follow-up comment is this. I keep hearing Jaden hasn't thrown a pass. He throws a pass in practice. He hasn't thrown a pass. What would be so wrong in giving Jaden this last game, put him in there, just call every pass play, just throw the receivers, just get the warm, get the reps. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's scared of getting hurt. I've played organized game. You probably played organized game. When you get hurt is when you're trying not to get hurt. That's when you get hurt.
I hear you.
So
but look,
I don't know protecting. I mean?
I'll say this about the injury situation. I think DQ and company have earned the benefit of the doubt in terms of the decisions that they make when it comes to injuries. I mean, people are going to say like, oh, you know, injuries is something that normally varies from year to year. But I think based on the investment that they've made in their facilities and the equipment that they've got to help and aid guys with their recovery. Like, Washington should always be amongst the least injured teams in the NFL because they're putting a lot of money into it. And I think DQ is, you know, very specific and detail-oriented when it comes to their plan to keep guys ready in terms of preventative maintenance and so on and so forth. So I don't get too worried about the injury bug for this team. But if they do get ravaged by injury, you know, we'll see. Puts a little bit more pressure on the young man under center named Jaden Daniels. 1-800-636-1067. 636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's put a bow on things next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.